Hey, it's Latif from Radiolab. Our goal with each episode is to make you think, how did I live this long and not know that? Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know. Listen wherever you get podcasts.
America, one country struggling with issues of religious discrimination, but not the only one.
As a bookkeeper, the hijab hasn't been a big problem. But if you were to become a finance officer, you'd have to consider changing your appearance.
I'm sorry?
Well, you'd be responsible for managing staff, so it's probably not appropriate to dress as you do.
That's an HR training video from Britain, but that same conversation has probably been heard in New York, LA, and Chicago.
Employment discrimination claims from Muslims are up 60% in the past 5 years.
Time for some American training videos, I guess.
On The Takeaway.
All across America, this is The Takeaway with John Hockenberry and Celeste Headlee from Public Radio International and WNYC.
Good morning. Happy Friday. It is September 24th. I am Celeste Headlee out here still in Denver at KUVO and KVJZ in Colorado.
Happy Friday to all you folks out there in Denver. And I'm here at WNYC in New York. Let's get a check in the morning's top news. Speaking at the United Nations General Assembly, President Obama yesterday had a message for China's prime minister: revalue your country's currency. The president called on China to adjust what U.S. economists call an undervalued yuan. Meanwhile, Iranian President Mahmoud Ahmadinejad had a different kind of message. The Iranian president, speaking in Farsi, said the United States had orchestrated the September 11th attacks for its own economic and foreign policy purposes. Members of the American delegation and 32 others, including all 27 members of the European Union, walked out on the Iranian president's remarks.
Some good news for stalled Mideast peace talks between Israel and Palestine. Palestinian officials say they're willing to consider a U.S.-brokered compromise over Israeli settlement building in the West Bank. Palestinian President Mahmoud Abbas has previously said he'd walk out on talks if a 10-month ban on new settlements was not renewed. That ban is set to expire this Sunday.
It's a flood warning this morning in effect for 13 Wisconsin and Minnesota counties. Downpours have sparked flash floods, leading officials to evacuate hundreds of homes. No injuries have been reported, but locals like Mary Vaseth, owner of a flooded farm, say they're tired of fighting the floodwaters.
These 100-year floods that happen every 2 to 5 years are getting real old.
Minnesota Governor Tim Pawlenty and Wisconsin Governor Jim Doyle have both declared states of emergency. The president says he's looking forward to signing a new bill to aid small business after the House passed an act to give small businesses $30 billion in aid. But the Senate has delayed voting on another key issue, whether or not to extend the Bush-era tax cuts.
And more Americans say they're experiencing bias in the workplace. Recent numbers from the Equal Employment Opportunity Commission show a 60% rise in job discrimination claims. 25% of those claims are from Muslim Americans. We're going to be talking about this in just a moment. And a pop quiz question for you here. John, how long does it take the Earth to circle the sun?
Isn't it 365 and a quarter days?
Oh, you're so smart. Well, 49% of Americans don't actually know the answer to that question. That's according to a new report about the abysmal state of science education in the U.S. U.S. mathematics and science K-12 education ranks 48th worldwide. Taking a look at the markets, Asian markets are mixed. European indices are down. Futures are up, though. The Dow's going to start at 10,662, the S&P at 1,124, and the NASDAQ at 2,327. Well, we'll get an update today on the plight of the Chilean miners who've been trapped down there for 50 days as of today. And we're going to get the playlist for the songs that are keeping them company more than 2,000 feet under the ground. If there's a song that you would listen to if you were trapped beneath the ground, give us your playlist for trapped underground. A very specific situation.
Give us your trapped minor playlist. There we go. They could be major keys. There's probably a lot of major keys you'd need if you
were
trapped underground.
Let the sun shine in, I think, would be high on that list.
But first we go
8778, my take.
First we go back to a story we just mentioned in the newscast. Muslim Americans facing discrimination on the job. They're less than 2% of the population, but 25% of discrimination claims at the Equal Employment Opportunity Commission, according to a report this morning. We'll talk more in a few minutes.